At Scripps Research Institute in Jupiter, Florida, scientists are working to find clues about how the human brain processes memories. Their laboratory test animal is not a chimp or a dog or a cat that we know can remember things. It is the common fruit fly. Ron Davis, who chairs the Department of Neuroscience at Scripps, Florida, explains why the fruit fly's brain has some ideal properties for human brain research.
They're relatively simple. The brain of the fruit fly has about 100,000 neurons. The brain of humans has about 100 billion neurons. So that's an enormous network of interconnected neurons in the human brain, if one thinks about it. We literally can't wrap our brains around the human brain yet.
Researchers can remove a fly's brain and place it still functioning under a microscope. They can isolate neurons that have different functions and watch them fire or send signals to other neurons when stimulated. In one set of tests in the lab, fruit flies are trained to remember odor associated with unpleasant electrical shocks.
These are plexiglass tubes, and they have an electrifiable copper grid on their internal surface. And so one puts the flies in these tubes first, passes an odor through the tube, say odor A, and shocks the animals, mild electric shock, when odor A is passed through. Then one takes the tube and passes just fresh air to clean it. And then one takes a second odor, which is called odor B, and pass it through the tube, and the animals are not shocked. That's the training where we're hoping the animals will develop an association. They'll learn that one odor is bad because it's been punished in the presence of that odor, and the other odor is okay.
Then the fruit flies are tested to see how well they remember which is which. Davis says about 90% avoid the electric shock. The ones that don't are isolated so their genes can be studied. Fruit flies have essentially the same genes as we do, just fewer of them. Davis says the correlation is what makes his research so promising.
If we find a gene in flies that's important for a process like memory formation, that sequence of that gene is generally conserved. We can use that gene to identify the similar gene in mouse or in humans. Because they have a very, very high sequence similarity. The bases that make up the gene are very similar. So we are able to identify with a very high probability in humans the vast majority of genes that exist in fruit flies. So we're actually quite similar to a fruit fly, believe it or not.
Fruit flies have a very short lifespan compared to other laboratory animals, like the mouse or rat. So with the flies mating and reproducing progeny every 2 weeks, many generations of flies can be studied in a year, allowing researchers to do genetic studies quickly. And since the flies are small, hundreds of thousands of them can be stored easily and inexpensively in plastic vials. Davis shows off a small room at the Institute filled with vials of fruit flies, all to be used in the search for answers to how our memories are made and stored.
If one examines the vast majority of neurological diseases, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, so forth, and psychiatric diseases, schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, ADHD, autism, all of these have a commonality in that they have learning disorders in general. So learning or memory formation seems to be an underlying feature of the vast majority of neurological and psychiatric disease.
Dr. Davis and his team of researchers hope their work will lead to a drug, a cognoenhancer, that will help the brain fight learning and memory-related diseases. He says gaining a fundamental understanding of how the learning process works could be the key to treating and perhaps curing them. For VOA News, I'm Mary Sainer in Jupiter, Florida.